7:32 is our time. Mary DeMichelle is back with us here, and it's always good to have her in, because I think what's one of the nice things about Mary is that I never know what direction she's going to go.
Great.
And that's good. That's fine. It's improv. So when we're talking about improv, we we like to talk about not really having a plan, not really necessarily dealing with a whole lot. There's some rules that you have as far as improv is concerned, and we've done that and played a little improv back and forth with Mary. But she's got a new book out, and we're going to talk a little bit about the book and where folks can find it and how it can help them if they would like to be a part of getting involved with improv. And also talking about some of the things that she's got coming up. We've seen her and talked to her over at Great Stone Coffee. She's going to be there. She's also going to be conducting some workshops. So in the next 28 minutes or so, we will get to all of that. Great to have you back.
Thanks. Good to be back, AB.
Well, I tell you what, you got the new book out. Let's talk about the new book.
Okay. Yes, I have my new book out. It's called One Rule Improv,
right.
The Fast, Easy, No Fear Approach to Teaching, Learning, and Applying Improv.
Right.
And it is my approach to teaching improv, which is, it's rather unique in a way,
mm-hmm.
If anyone has studied improv. But the purpose of it is because improv is so wonderful and there's so many benefits, I want to make improv as accessible as possible to as many people as possible quickly,
mm-hmm.
so they can feel the benefits almost immediately. A lot of times people will take an improv class. It's often through an acting curriculum. And even when it's not, it's like, here's a six-week class, an eight-week class. I need people to feel the impact within minutes.
Right.
So they understand the value it can give them. And that's kind of, over the last 20 years, how this approach has been honed and developed.
You've probably been involved in some of those classes where it takes 6 or 8 weeks in order to go through the class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just part of how they set up the curriculum. Most classes aren't, we can do this in a couple hours, we can do this in a couple of days, we can do this in a week,
mm-hmm.
or two. And so basically you've kind of simplified it based on a lot of the things that you've seen and done and participated in, and you made it a little bit more, how can we say, user-friendly.
Yes. So this book, there's a lot of wonderful improv books out there, and it depends on what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this book does not have amazing, funny, personal stories of all the famous people I've met.
Right.
Okay? It doesn't have all my own personal fun stories. This is, how do you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the point. So The first section, what I focus on is, this is why I do it the way I do it, and this is what improv is. Because if people don't understand what something is and how it works, they're not going to value it.
Mm-hmm.
So you really need to just kind of start with, what is improv? And should I talk about that for a moment for anyone just...
Well, I think so. It never hurts. Never hurts at all.
Yeah, so improv is it's a separate comedic art form. It's not just improvisational role-playing or improvisational games. It is a separate art form where the games are explicitly framed by the rule of yes and.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last 20 years, especially because Whose Line Is It Anyway really brought it to hundreds of millions of people... More people did it, and more people understood how applicable it is to personal growth, business practices, educational practices, clinical, therapy, just even building relationships and rebuilding family relationships between adults and teens and even younger kids. So there's an entire cottage industry out there where people are using the same games that you would see on TV or stage,
mm-hmm.
to help people become better at whatever they do. And there's a lot of niches. There's improv for the medical field. There's improv for business. There's improv for lawyers. I mean, everyone's niching out. And my background is teaching and instruction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my passion. And what this book is, hey, for whatever reason you want to do improv, even if you want to do it just because you want to do improv, mm-hmm. for improv's sake, which is awesome, or if you're a stage person, an actor, who wants to strengthen their own acting skills by being better at those moments when suddenly something goes wrong. Okay? This is
that
the
never happens.
Never. This is the book that no matter what you want it for, whatever niche you is,
mm-hmm.
whatever niche you're in, this is how you do it. This is what improv is. This is how you can learn it quickly. And this is how you can take those games and apply it specifically to how you need it.
It helps people, I guess, in a roundabout way, learn to express themselves and do so in a situation where maybe they would normally be uncomfortable. I would see that, you know, maybe in a business setting where, you know, it's your time to get up and give a presentation, or, you know, they just, you maybe in some cases don't feel comfortable when they go around the room to ask for suggestions. You know, and one of the things that I was just sitting here kind of thinking about as far as improv goes, the game Pictionary comes to mind for some strange reason, because you're given a particular you know, word or phrase or something, and you have to come up with something to describe that to somebody, basically drawing pictures. And to me, that would sound and does sound quite a bit like you know, improv, if you're, you know, trying to do something on the fly and trying to make it understandable. There's a great way. So, you know, it helps out, obviously, in a lot of different situations.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, you know, two things. I mean, just to address the two things you just brought up, which are great, it absolutely helps you express yourself. And we actually have the neurobiological research.
Right.
See, this is what's cool about improv. There is research. So for everyone who is not into just feeling the spiritual or the artistic value of it, we have the research, and we have the neurobiological research. And in terms of expressing yourself, mm-hmm. it actually lights up the part of your brain, which is where you express yourself. And it quiets down all that self-critical, judgmental stuff that shuts us down,
mm-hmm.
which leads me to your example of Pictionary.
Mm-hmm.
So Pictionary wouldn't be considered what I do, short-form comedy improv. However, it is improvisational. And I love this explanation of improvisation, and that is, it's never just going off the top of your head or by the seat of your pants. When you improvise, when you do it, KB, when we all do it throughout life, you're performing at the top of your intelligence. You are using your training, your experience, and making rapid decisions,
mm-hmm.
like you would do in Pictionary.
Right.
And by doing these short games, and this is why it's being it's so adaptable, is because these games are only like 30 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minutes mm-hmm. long. And you train people to get into that part of that brain where they are much better at getting to the part of the brain where you do improvise. And that skill, as well as the other skills that develop through improv, you start feeling that in all the other aspects of your life. You transfer those.
I think, again, it's all about being able to do it in a short, concise amount of time. You don't really, you're not looking at the long term. You know, whatever you might have to do includes something that would only take about 30 seconds to a minute or 2 minutes. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. basically you're looking at a very short time frame, because they always tell us less is more, you know, and that's kind of, I look at that from the standpoint of timing, but also in just general conversation. It doesn't even have to be 30 seconds. I mean, to some degree, 30 seconds is a lot of time. You could do it in 10 seconds or 15 or 20, as opposed to 30 seconds or a minute, depending on the particular situation. But I think it does obviously give people who are maybe a little bit more along the lines of introverts an opportunity to really open up and be part of any discussion on any topic, just based on the fact that they know how to handle themselves and they can react in such a quick and timely manner.
Absolutely. And it's wonderful. And I'm glad you mentioned introverts, because improv and my approach, it's not about being introverted or extrovert.
Right.
Anyone can do this. And what improv does, it gives you a frame. Well, let me just start with this. Improv is not about being funny. It's mm-hmm. not about being extroverted. That's not where the power comes from. The power comes from the frame of yes and, where that's going to frame our interactions. So we don't have to be thinking ahead and thinking about how we can sound really funny or intelligent. It's the worst thing you can do. You have to be present in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all you have to do is then add to what someone else says. So someone who has social anxiety, it's wonderful for, because it helps them develop the communication, the interpersonal skills, the personal self-confidence, trust in others and trust in themselves, which will then transfer to other parts of their life. And again, there is a lot of research on that now. if that's what speaks to you.
I think it's interesting that you mentioned the fact that, and we do, we literally psych ourselves out sometimes when we think about having to get up and talk in front of people or to be part of a conversation. There's all these things that are going through our brains that we want to say, but for whatever reason, there are certain things that are preventing us from saying it, and being able to overcome those and bring down that wall and, you know, kick those borders down, so to speak, can really do a lot for a person. Mary D. Michelle is our guest. We've got to jump in here and take a quick break. The name of the book, One Rule Improv, and it's out. You can get it on a lot of, I guess what they say, we call it the usual suspects, mm-hmm. Amazon and the like. And we'll actually talk about where you can pick up a copy of this book if you're interested. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the places where you can see Mary, meet with her, talk to her, and get involved with improv to help yourself and make things maybe a little bit easier in your life. You're listening to The Morning Magazine on KRMS. Our guest is Mary D. Michelle, and we're talking about her book. Again, let me see the title of that book. It's One Rule Improv, and it's out, and it's available where, Mary? So people, if they're interested, they can go looking for it and get a copy of it.
It is on Amazon.
Amazon.com. Very good. We're going to kind of break the book down a little bit. There are three segments of this particular book, and let's kind of talk about how folks will find out about each segment as they read the book.
Sure. So I wanted to make the book very easy to access so you could find the information you're looking for quickly. So there's three parts. The first part, like I said in the first section, was to help people understand what improv is and how it works so they understand the value and respect it, because I do simplify the mm-hmm. process of it, but there's still a lot of complexity going on. And what I found through teaching it was people often will change something they think isn't important, and they end up losing the benefits. So the first section really gets into improv. And when you hear people talking about, oh, improv is great for, you know, empathy and attunement and resiliency and communication skills and innovation and creativity, what I wanted to do was really break down and go, yeah, and this is how. So when you hear the claim, here is exactly how doing improv this way will develop that. So that is basically the first section. And I go into also how improv actually gets you into the zone or the flow part of the brain, which is a very hot topic in neurobiological research now, because mm-hmm. it's the prefrontal cortex. And that really, that's why improv is so effective with working with people who have experienced trauma, whether we're talking about PTSD or we're talking about developmental trauma. I know the Missouri schools practice trauma-informed care and instruction, and I go into that, and understanding how improv gets you into flow will help you understand why improv is effective with populations affected by trauma.
Now, you said you talked to a veteran, mm-hmm. and he said it helped him out quite a bit with his PTSD.
Well, he said was he'd come to the jam, and he watched, and then he saw me do another jam, and that's the jam at Great Stone. And he said, you know, I know what you're doing. I've seen it, because he's had experienced improv in some of his own therapy he's been through. And he said, I've always seen really negative results. Mm-hmm. It's always just had negative results, the way people reacted to it and what it brought out. And he's like, not this. I really love your approach. And I'm like, yes, exactly, because I know how improv works, and I can understand that and convey it very simply to people so they can get those benefits. So
and again, the way that you've got it structured, the way that mm-hmm. you have this all set up, is so that people can learn it in a relatively short amount of time and begin utilizing it and having it available to them in their daily lives. And then the book itself, as you said, is set up in such a way, as far as people wanting to reference various things, mm-hmm. it's a lot easier to find.
Yep.
It's not some big, thick, huge book. It's available to folks if they want to look into, you know, maybe just trying something out that they've never tried before. And I think it also it bodes well to different age groups, because you know how some kids are very impatient,
mm-hmm.
and they want things right now.
Oh, yeah.
And so that would probably be a good book for younger people who don't have haven't acquired the patience that some of us older folks have. And then even for people who are you know, middle age and older that want to mm-hmm. get involved, it's still a way for everybody to utilize this in such a way that you can get the benefit out of it sooner rather than later.
Oh, absolutely. I am not a beginning to end book person myself.
Right.
So I know some people, they start on page one, they go to the end. I pick it up, I flip through. So the way I organize it, too, is I understand there's other people like me in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do open up to the middle or part two or part three, it's like, hey, I know you're here. You do need to read this, though, first, and it'll direct them back to a section that's really vital before mm-hmm. they move forward. Or so, for instance, the middle section is about, okay, you understand, you get how it works. Mm-hmm. You know you shouldn't change stuff, you know, when it's really vital.
Right.
This is how you do it. These are the skills that really good teachers use that you might not notice. And these are how you choose the games. So I don't get into, oh, this is an easy game or a hard game. No, no. These are the skills you look for in any game. Okay, so how do you choose the games? How do you facilitate the games? So the middle section's all how to. And the last section, I put in 26 games that I give very detailed directions to, detailed examples of what it might sound like and how you can coach it through, ideas mm-hmm. on how to coach. And more uniquely to books is how do you make relevance? Because I know a lot of people who teach improv, and I've heard them complain, oh, you know, like I went in and they were really resistant to doing it, but after 5 weeks they saw the purpose. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you did this for 5 weeks like that? They need to know the purpose before they even start.
Right,
that's
sure.
how people learn. What's in it for me? So these 26 game structures give you, they start with an idea, how you get people to understand. If they're not there just to have fun and play games and that they're not sure why they're there, you start with that. And then at the end of each game, there's a structure of, hey, this is how you can apply it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because if you just go and play the games, all those wonderful benefits discussed in the first section usually do transfer. But I like to make it more deliberate so those transfers of skills are more sustainable in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I start with this is why this game is relevant, and at the end of every game, this is how you can apply it. Now, like I said, there's only 26 games in here, but there's hundreds of games. But this book also gives you a framework to go on to the internet and other books and resources and find other games, but you'll know exactly what to look for in those games. So,
well, I'm sure, like improv itself, you can mix and match and do different things
mm-hmm.
in order to get the desired result, whatever that may be. Whatever it is you're looking for, it would seem to me that, you know, as long as you have the basic outline, and again, kind of going back to what we talked about initially of these courses that are 6 to 8 weeks in length, and probably maybe some of the people that you have to deal with as well, that are maybe a little too structured. And again, this book gives people of different ages and different backgrounds an opportunity to get the basics down and just kind of go from there.
Yes. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah. And so I think it's a great opportunity for folks to pick up this book and check it out and certainly, you know, sit down and read it and then see where you can apply it. But more importantly, after you read it and then getting together with like-minded people, that's probably something that Mary's very good at as well, getting everybody together, because you've been at Great Stone Coffee now, what? This is like the third or fourth time that you've done it.
I think we're on four.
About the fourth time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just having people come out and explaining the basics to them, and they don't have to sit down and read a book or anything, but more or less you kind of present it to them in such a way where they can just mm-hmm. start doing it right away, right
yeah.
off the bat.
Yeah, if you've done improv, great. And if you have no idea what we're talking about, come to one of the improv jams at Great Stone Coffee. We have one this Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
Right.
And just come and watch. Check it out. And I give you the opportunity to play, and you can change your mind at any moment in the night to go, you know what, I do want to try that. Or you can sit back and just enjoy the food
right.
and enjoy what we do. Yeah.
And then you're doing classes or workshops in Sunrise Beach?
Yeah, so Sunrise Beach Little Theater, as part of their fundraising campaign for mm-hmm. This season's productions they're putting on, I'll be down there this Saturday also, but earlier, mm-hmm. at 2 o'clock from 2 to 3:30, doing a workshop. Now, this is going to be different than the jam, so there's limited seating. So if you are interested in the workshop, so... and the workshop format will be, you know, everyone who comes, you'll have multiple opportunities to practice mm-hmm. and play the games together. And it'll run for an hour and a half. And seating is limited for that. So if you are interested, you do want to contact the Sunrise Beach Little Theater. Their email is sunrisebeachtheater@aol.com. And there's a cost to that one, the workshop. And they are charging, now this workshop, the Saturday at Sunrise Beach, admission to the workshop also includes free admission to an improv jam there next week. Not this week, mm-hmm. next week. And so they are charging for this workshop, adults $20 and teens $15. It's part of their fundraising.
It's not a bad price at all.
No, because you also get the jam the following weekend. Mm-hmm. And if you only want to come to their jam the following weekend, that's a $10 charge to support them. And you can find out more information on their Facebook account, Sunrise Beach Little Theater on Facebook.
Very good. Absolutely. And then you said you're going to be at Great Stone Coffee again coming up this Saturday evening. And
yes.
They do stay open at Great Stone on Fridays and Saturday nights a little bit later till about 9 o'clock or so. Mm-hmm. And folks are welcome to come out. And that's free to come out and participate in this one.
Absolutely. That's free. So just stop by, check it out, grab something to eat, and enjoy the evening. So that's Saturday night to 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m.
And that's all about families coming out and having a nice time. So mom, dad, and the kids, everybody
Absolutely.
Can come out.
Absolutely. Especially what I'm getting a lot of traction with this is parents wanting to reconnect and have something positive and playful to do with their teens and
sure.
their preteens.
Right.
Because there's laughter involved. But it's a different kind of laughter because it's a supportive, joyous laughter because you're laughing because you're identifying with the other person.
Right.
You're not laughing at them. You're not laughing because they're funny. And they're definitely not – you're not laughing definitely because they're putting someone down because you don't do that in improv. Improv is not about fighting or denying each other. It's about building each other up and supporting each other.
Well, congratulations on the new book. And, of course, again, if you'd like to see Mary, she's going to be out at a couple of different places. She'll be out early on Saturday at the Sunrise Beach Little Theater. Again, you can check out their Facebook page for more information there. And then on Friday evening, she's over at Great Stone Coffee, 54 to KK, just past Three Seasons Road on the left-hand side. And then, of course, the following week, it is another improv jam. The name of the book, One Rule Improv, by Mary D. Michelle. Thanks for coming out. Great to see you again.
You too, KV. Thanks.
Absolutely. We'll take our final break. This will take us up to the top of the hour. CBS.